94 DJW Mobile.
I'm just about to run over your road right here. It says Silver Ridge.
Wait, on the back side of your house. Over here at, getting ready to hit 14, I think it is. And then come across McElhaney behind your house.
Up that ways. I was coming back home from the doctor's office, and now we're going down to get my niece a prescription for her ear, some prednisone. And going to Aldi's, I think, Dave, really exciting. And I had to go to urgent care with her this morning. And then I had to go make a doctor's appointment this afternoon. When you get our age, it's bills and bills.
I didn't get to go to the fly-in because of that kind of stuff. I know it gets in the way of life, but unfortunately you need it to maintain it.
Well, I'm sick of it. I was going to cardiac rehab, and today I had to tell them I think I got a hernia. And they said, well, my chart, your doctor. And I said, yeah, fat chance of getting in the next month or so. And they said, well, go down there. And I said, on Friday? You know, they were there, but the doctor wasn't, but they did get me in on Monday, so that's pretty good.
Oh, I hate you had that problem there. Hopefully that doesn't last too long.
Station break.
Yeah, go ahead.
O'Shane, KQ4LOO here. Has anybody heard from Patrick?
Good morning, talking to Dave, KO4 HKX, and Dave, I can't remember his call, KQ4, I don't know. Dave would have to tell you. The HVAC guy. And I get tongue twisted on his call.
This is KB2HXS.
That's correct.
I'm going to be listening. Hopefully he's listening in and chiming in a little bit, because I'm going to be up in his neck of the woods tomorrow. I was hoping maybe I could swing by around there somewhere. But I'll just ask him when he comes home. Anyway, I'm going to get out of y'all's conversation and just stand by. It's good talking to both of you and hearing y'all. KQ4LOO, standing by.
So, Dave, anyways, it's outpatient surgery. That's the good part about it, usually, depending. But I've only been out of heart surgery 8 weeks, so I'm not looking forward to any more surgeries.
Me too, either. I'm in my second quarter of maintenance, which is the farthest I've made it ever. Maintenance means I only get chemo once a month instead of, or once a quarter instead of, no, it's once a month, yeah, instead of once a week. But hopefully that'll lighten up for you, too. Hope her niece turned out okay this morning. And did I tell you Amy's Avalon is no more?
No, you didn't. And congratulations on getting through that, Dave. That's H-E-double-L, I know, been there. But not as long as you had. I just had 6 months of it. But, so what'd you get? I don't like those new ones particularly.
We looked at the Crown and didn't like the Crown. And the other one's a Mira, I think. That's the one that's hydrogen propelled. Didn't like it. It's the size of a Camry. So didn't have any choice but to look at different vehicles, non-Toyota. So we looked at the Audi. It's a 6,000-pound car with special tires that wear out really quick, but it's a really nice car. And we looked at the Lexus 350H hybrid, which is a Toyota, but with a different name on it. And that's the one she went with. So she's got that now instead of an Avalon.
Good choice. I think that's what we'll do if we're going to ever get another one, Dave. Lexus is just well, I'm right behind one here at the stoplight here at Wade Hampton. It's just a phenomenal automobile.
Well, I like it, too. It's really nice. Make me want to trade in my 96 Tacoma for a new Tacoma with all the whistles and bells they have on those things these days.
I think that'd be an excellent idea. You only live once. They are luxurious. I sat in one down at the Greenville, or the Greer, Toyota dealer. They've gotten lots better since the Honda dealer, the guy that owns them, took them over. And I sat in one there, and wow, they are something else. Well, I'm right beside the GMC, and it looks, it's a canyon. I don't know much about it, but I'd go with the Toyota. It might cost you a few more shekels, but they're definitely worth it, Dave.
This morning, how do you get one with a long bed? Because that's what I want. It's a long bed. I want a truck for a truck. I don't want a truck with a 1970s trunk with no lid, which is what they have nowadays. They're really, really short, like 5 feet or something like that. But so I'm trying to figure out how you can get on the list. Amy found the Lexus she wanted, and then we told the Lexus people at Greenville about it, and they said, if you want that car, it hadn't even been built yet, right? So you can browse through what they're going to build, and when you find what you want, then you give them $1,000, and they hold it for you, and when it gets here, you go pick it up. And I think I was looking for how you do that with a Tacoma, but I haven't figured that out yet.
You are. Well, that's wonderful. Dave, what model of Lexus did she get? I got to stick that in my head.
They're numbers. They're numbered. And hers is 350H. H stands for hybrid. It's electric, too. It gets about 2 miles to the gallon less than her Avalon. That's pretty good.
That's just an excellent choice. I'm still a little bit gun-shy on the hybrids, but you sure had wonderful luck with that Avalon. This one's not, but it don't get the mileage that you got. We get, 22 to 25 in town. And, you know, we're older now, and so we don't travel out of town much. So getting really great gas mileage is not a big issue for us. At this point, I was hoping to do a little more traveling after this heart surgery, but... C'est la vie, you know. You got to take care of things. But I love those Lexuses. They're a little more money. The Audi is an excellent choice, too. It's a very fine car. But you know what? With the tariffs and the unknowns and parts and stuff now, I think you made the best choice of all right there, period.
The Audi dealership is really nice people. And they said, go home, do your research, and then let us know what you want to do. And I did, and I found out that they don't hold their value very long at all, because the Audi that we were looking at is all electric. They didn't have any hybrids. They had either gas or all electric. And the battery technology is moving so fast right now that they hold no value. It was like a $70,000 car that in 5 years was going to be worth $18,000, whereas her Avalon was under $6,000, or under $60,000, like $50-something, and was worth $34,000 5 years later. Huge difference in retaining your value, so that's another reason we went with the Lexus, is because you got 10 years or 100,000 miles on the battery. And that will 100% replace it if anything goes wrong with it. 100%. Doesn't cost you a thing. So that, and she only has to fill up about 8 times a year, her gas tank. I do it about 4 times a year. She does it about 8 times a year because she can go a month. And she goes to Spartanburg every single day. So you can't, I know it costs a bunch more than other cars that have, like a Prius can do that too, but she's more protected in this car than she is in a Prius.
Thing, the only ones that I know of that are in that category of safeness is the Subaru. And I don't like that four-cylinder opposed horizontal engine. I never have. My brother had a couple of them. He had a Brat, and then he bought an automobile that was Subaru. And he had good luck with it. My neighbor just bought a new Subaru. It's not a Forester. It's the Outback. It is a very nice car, and the safety ratings are good. But their gas mileage don't even compare with what you're talking about.
Even too, and that's different than when I'm driving. When I'm driving, it doesn't get that good of gas mileage because I don't wait. I just, when I want to go, I go. But she doesn't get in a hurry, whether she's walking on foot or whether she's in a car. She just never gets in a hurry at all, which is why she gets really good gas mileage. But anyway, Tom, I am about to hear to pull in, and hope you don't have any more of those troubles. Hope that last one you got is gone sooner than you know it. And hope Bernice is doing good. Good talking to you. Have a good rest of the day. N0TRW4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Tell Amy congratulations from me and Bernice and wise lady there. And Bernice never does get in a hurry either. You know, I've been driving on Econ. I can't believe that I can put up with that, but it goes real good. And but normal, you got 300 and, 25 horse, something like that. I like that. If I get in traffic, that's what I use. Talk to you later. W4DJW, N0TR73.